Welcome to week one, everybody. This is 2 Minute Drill. I'm Pierce, joined by Scott. We have real football for the first time in about 7-8 months. Later on this week, first Thursday, Bills, Rams, and then a full slate of football, man. This is the part of the show where I play R. Kelly's The Storm Is Over Now. But unfortunately, wonderful week. I'm happy. I'm sure my girl's not happy, but that's a problem that she's going to have to deal with. How are you, man?
Doing quite splendid.
This is how I know that's your mama's crib. You got the organizer that, like, all moms have in the kitchen.
I'm glad we're not doing any video for this podcast. Right?
This is a kitchen?
No, this is her office slash...
That was my second answer.
The room that I sleep in. This room actually used to be my room. This is the room I had when I from age... Oh, when we move on? 99? I was 12? So about from 12 to 25.
And then the second you moved out, your mom was like, yeah, no, I kind of need to go ahead and put this L-shaped desk in here.
There's like two tables in here. My dad has this office table over here. My mom has an office table over here. And so, yeah. And I mean, there's a bed here. There's really not a lot of walking room here. I got bags over here and shit.
Oh, if I say, nigga, you only got like a, like, it's probably going to be like Tetris trying to move around now. Where do you sleep?
Really is. Well, there's a bed right here.
Okay.
Right next to me. Nice bed. It's not the bed that I had. This is a new bed. It's not the bed that I used to.
They at least did one solid. If you got to come home, at least you're not sitting on a brick.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are here to talk about the North. North remembers. We're going to start off. Oh, my goodness.
They got Dominic in the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I saw this coming a mile away.
I mean, obviously, but like he came back with like the slick back mullet and shit. And I'm just like, who is you, bro?
East LA. Right here, right
now. I gotta ask you because we haven't talked about it yet. This is your foray back into professional wrestling now that Hunter Hearst Helmsley is in charge.
And it
looks like, you know, the first returns of like the first month and a half of you back have been pretty good.
I have definitely enjoyed it. It's been enjoying. I think the biggest thing for me in my decade plus hiatus, because I stopped watching wrestling full time after Stone Cold and The Rock like left full time. So probably like around WrestleMania 19 is when I stopped. And I would pop back here and then, but like mainly around WrestleMania season, but I wouldn't like do like the full year. But once I heard that they took geriatric Vince to the shed and my guy Triple H was taking over.
Geriatric? Is that a double entendre?
Yes, it is.
Geriatric?
It can be.
Atric.
Yeah, it can be a double entendre.
Wow.
So once I found
out. Jerry's getting the fuck out of here in less than 2 months. You must be a happy man.
Oh, who are you telling? Also, like, when once the payments that Vince was making wasn't clearing anymore, they had to get him up out of here. I was like, you know what? Triple H is taking over. I know Triple H cares about the brand. Let me give it a little try. So, also, I'm a big Roman Reigns guy. Acknowledge
the walls up for the Tribal Chief.
And Roman Reigns has come along. I remember when he was getting booed at the Royal Rumble, and they had to bring The Rock out to save this nigga. So I remember that. But yeah, I've been watching I probably watched like maybe a week or two after SummerSlam. And I've made it through my first pay-per-view. And I thoroughly enjoyed Clash at the Castle. That crowd felt WrestleMania level. They were very loud. They need to do more shows in the UK. I enjoyed it. And I like the nice infusion of people I remember and a lot of the youth on here, which is, you know, pretty cool. I remember we were seeing Edge on here right now. I remember when Edge was doing the 5 second photos. A lot of young niggas don't even remember that.
Nigga, I remember when Edge was the loner and he was coming through the crowd and shit.
Yeah. When he was with Gangrel, nigga. Like I remember that.
I remember Rey Mysterio when he was with the Filthy Animals. Remember the Filthy Animals in WCW?
Yeah, I remember that.
They used to
fuck
with the No Man Limit Soldiers.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. This is throwback stuff.
Yeah,
so,
you got a nice little
been enjoyable
influx, like you said. You know, like if you petered out for a minute, like you can come back and see it. Like this is the cool thing, like about like having the girl that I have, and like being so super open and receptive to the fact that I'm a wrestling fan. Because a lot of hoes would be like, ew, nigga, you watch wrestling?
Yeah, nigga, you watch wrestling?
Yeah.
But I'm like, at the point right now where it's like, at our age, just like, you watch reality shows? Like, it's like...
You know, exactly. But like...
We can do this all day.
For her to be cool with it, and then like, yeah, she sees motherfuckers she used to watch. Like, that's the dopest shit. And like, she fucks with Roman. And like, when you have that, it's easier to care about some of the younger motherfuckers. But, you guys would want to pop in. Oh, God. Oh, damn, Dom. Worst son ever. You guys would want to pop in the first black champ. Because if you've been paying attention to Twitter, and there's a lot of drama going on over in AEW. So pop in to that at the same time.
All that will be on the joint tomorrow. Well, today when you hear this.
Yeah, because as you're listening to this.
I forgot today was a holiday.
A lot of people did. I did too.
I had salad on Labor Day today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was good. I got one of Portillo's salad.
I had chicken tenders, so.
Chicken Caesar salads from Portillo's. You know, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I had some fake Raising Cane's today. It was delicious. Yeah, we're here to talk about the NOF. We're going to do it a little bit differently. We've been doing AFC and then NFC. But we're going to start off with the NFC because, man, Scott has already done predictions, win loss predictions for one of the teams. And that's where we will begin. We know who runs this division, okay? It's not a fucking...
Unfortunately.
You know, it's been that way for two goddamn decades. And until that stinky, smelly, unvaccinated fuck finally just becomes a full-time member of the Pat McAfee show, then we're stuck with it.
Oh, my God. Look, man, I love Pat McAfee, but good Lord, man. Can we stop?
The one thing we need is more white people on the Pat McAfee show. Thanks, Pat.
Come on, bro.
Give us one. I want one.
I love Pat. I love Pat, but Pat has moved down to my number two football viewing. Rich Eisen's
been number one for me. Rich Eisen.
Yeah, I mean, he's been number one, but, like, you know, I used to, like, sit down and watch the whole Pat McAfee thing. There's too much Roger slurping for my liking.
Yeah, and, like, it'll because I got YouTube premium, and I'm usually watching YouTube when I fall asleep. So I wake up to that intro, ding, ding, ding. I fucking hate that shit.
A great use of $17 a month.
It's $17? I thought it was $10.
Well, at least mine, like $15. $15, $17.
Checks. I hope it ain't gone up in price. But if you're looking for a good price on Green Bay to win the division, the best price for that is -155. Minnesota has the second best odds, -270. I'm seeing a lot of like love for the Vikings making the playoffs. Let's remind you guys who the Minnesota Vikings have at quarterback. Dun, 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 dun. Kirk Cousins.
And Kirk Cousins is worse because you either want to be bad or good. You never want to be mediocre. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Kirk Cousins. May I remind y'all, in a game that the Vikings really, really needed, they barely beat the Bears when their whole secondary was out. Kirk Cousins didn't throw a touchdown that entire game until like the last play of the game.
This was last year, week 15, 16 last year?
Yeah, it was a game that it was just the last game of the season.
Yeah, the Monday Nighter. Yeah. That's right. They were trying to fight for a playoff, and then they crumbled in those last couple weeks. But
everything else is good about that team, except for the quarterback. And that's the worst position
right. to be in. Like, it's unfathomable that you could trade Stephon Diggs and you upgrade. And that's probably what they did with Justin Jefferson. But I'm not buying Minnesota. Detroit's got the third best odds, and I think I've talked enough about Detroit. If you've watched Hard Knocks, you know I'm not really fucking with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
But we're here to start with the Beloveds. And if you, by any chance, think that the Chicago Bears could win the North, +2,000, it's not, you know. I might buy Justin Fields a steak dinner with my winnings if they win the North. The Bears are so fucking polarizing, man, because I think if you've watched this team in preseason, you at least believe that their talent deficiency aside, they're going to be well-coached enough to win some ball games, or at least put you in a position to win you some ball games.
The offense will actually make sense.
The offense is going to make sense because Luke Getsy is going to scheme the offense for Justin Fields. And like we see what national media don't see. They just see the roster, you know, whatever couple preseason highlights from Nathan Peterman and think they got to figure it out. But they don't. At the same time.
Who is no longer on the roster right now?
Pardon?
Who is no longer on the roster.
Right, right. He's a practice squad quarterback. At the same time, though, I think we all have to agree that if this team wins 7 games, that's an accomplishment. They won, what, 6 last year? So 7 would be an improvement on last year, given everything that's going on. If they win 7, I'm fucking content. I don't need to really wallow in a 7-10 season.
6 or 7. Would be good.
Don't be worse than last year, and I'll be okay. Yeah. I at least believe that they won't look worse on the field. I will be aesthetically pleased by the losing that will go on
Lake Michigan. Last year, they had a much tougher schedule. And last year, the thing that was irritating the most was we were never getting our ass kicked. These were all games that Bears could have won. They were just putting out.
They didn't care to play.
I'll be real. It's the worst offense I've ever seen as a Bears fan. Like, the last 3 years of Matt Nagy made Ron Turner look like Marty Schottenheim. Like, it was terrible, bro. Like, so I just think just off the different game plan of the offense, the Bears are going to be in every game. And whether they win them or not is a different conversation. But they'll be in the game. And this is a very soft schedule. Very, very soft schedule. So they're going to have opportunities.
Agreed. The Lions were the worst team in the division last year, right? Yeah, they were the second seed in the – it's possible. It's very possible. But we're not going to start with the Lions. We're going to start with the Chicago Bears because that's what we do. If you do think that they can make the playoffs, whether it's division or the wild card, plus 460 to make the playoffs, their win total is sitting – wow, it's gone down. It's at 5.5 now. You get the Bears to win 6 games at almost even money. That's fucking robbery to me. It makes no sense why people are so, or, you know, media, Vegas, whatever, so down the Chicago Bears. But let's see. Let's script out where we think the Bears are going to be in 2020. They open the season this Sunday at Soldier Field against San Francisco 49ers and their brand new quarterback, Trey Lance. We talked about it a couple weeks ago when we did the West divisions and the 49ers. Since then, it's been stamped in stone that Trey Lance is the starting quarterback, but Jimmy Garoppolo is his backup quarterback. That doesn't necessarily change how we feel about this game.
No.
Really, it just amplifies it. Because the pressure truly is all on Trey Lance now. Ain't no backup plan. Oh, sorry, there's a backup plan now. You know, like, before it wasn't no backup plan. We're going to ride you until the wheels fall off. Now it's like, if you ain't ready.
I think the thing about this, and I know I follow, there's a lot of 49er fans who follow me. I didn't engage in any conversation with them because the 49er fans, this is a waste of fucking time. They're going to believe what they want to believe. This situation tells me that I'm not saying they don't believe in Trey Lance, but what they've seen in camp, and preseason hasn't really got them, you know, confident. And also, you got to look at this is a veteran team. Like, this is a team that was literally one dropped interception away from going to their second Super Bowl in 3 years.
They were a big play away from winning the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Exactly. You know? And I think that, you know, this is a lot of veteran team. This is not a super young team. You know, they're going to give Lance his shot, but he's going to mess up just because it's first year. You know, I don't care how good you are. Like, Mahomes and, like, Herbert are, like, things that don't happen all the time. But they're going to mess up. He's going to mess up. But what's that locker room going to be like when, you know, they have a chance here to, you know what I'm saying, get back to the play, to win ball games? I mean, what's going to be the leash they're going to have? So I think this is an important ball game for the Niners. Like you said, it's tremendous pressure on them. The Bears, there's no pressure on them. Everybody in the world thinks they're going to be a bottom three team. So it's like, to
new coach, new everything. Bears, they stripped it all down. They
stripped truly, it all down. The Bears
nothing that might stop them. So
the Bears are one of the youngest teams in the league. And if I'm the defense, you know what I'm saying, I take this as a challenge. Like, look, offensively, you know, on defense, let's take these dudes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Niners defense will be ready to roll. You know what I'm saying? I think Jimmy Ward is going to be a big boost for the Bears. But I think that Trey Lance is going to have a hard time on Sunday. I truly do. I really do.
Yeah. If you don't mind, just kind of rattle off what you had picked win or loss, just to to help me see where you're at.
We can go game by game.
Unfortunately, I've been a little bit busy over the weekend, so I haven't been able to watch Saturday Night the Howl, listen to Saturday Night the Howl. So just,
well, I had them at 7 wins, so we can go through.
Okay.
The game. We can just do how we usually do.
Okay. Week 2, Sunday night in Green Bay.
Who'd you pick for week 1?
Bears.
Okay, so we both got Bears.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and they're going to lose against the Packers because this is what they do.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Week 3, they take on the Texans at home. They got a very favorable start. Yeah. Is all I got to say. If we worried about the Bears and the win total, your first four.
I think 4 of those 7 can come early.
Yes, agreed. And I got the next one coming the very next week when they go to New York and play the Giants.
Yeah, that's a dub.
Mm-hmm. Week 5 in Minnesota. I'm going to say loss, but yo, we might be talking about the Bears possibly being 4-1 when they go to New England. Because they got the Washington Commanders week 6, and guess what? That's a dub. Do you think Carson Wentz is going to outball Justin Fields? Because I don't.
I don't whatsoever.
Yep. Week 7 in New England against the Patriots. That's where it becomes dicey. It is Justin Fields against Mac Jones. Who's the better quarterback? I believe it's Justin Fields. But who's the better team?
I believe it's Justin Fields.
Who's the better team? It's probably New England.
Yeah, New England's a better team. It's Foxborough, and I'm always Belichick defense is always going to be ready.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can see the Bears winning, but I'm going to pick the Pats in that game. That's
Going to be a loss. Week 8 against the Dallas Cowboys. It is the Jason Peters revenge game.
Yeah, that's another game that I can see the Bears winning. But I'm picking Cowboys.
Agreed. I'm picking Cowboys just because it probably has to be. Week 9 at home against the Miami Dolphins. This, again, is another interesting matchup. Justin Fields against Tua Tagovailoa. A lot of people are pumping up the Dolphins with Logic as a head coach and Tyreek Hill now.
And Logic.
I'm going to go Bears.
I'm going Bears. I like I tweeted last week, I'm just thinking about Tua trying to go deep in that November Chicago.
Jalen Johnson. Keep your eye out, boy.
Very loudly. Like, this thing, like, Miami got a good receiving corps. Can he get the ball to them is the question.
Bears. Week 10 at home against the Lions. Dub.
Win.
Big dub. Week 11 at the Falcons. Dub.
That's big dub.
Week 12 in New York against the Jets. Guess what? That's the Bears on a 4-game winning streak. Guess what? That's the Chicago Bears with 8 wins. 8 before December. And you know what? Who are they playing week 13? Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And you know where I'm going? I'm going Chicago.
Against the Packers at home.
I'm going Chicago at home, riding a 4-game win streak against the Packers. Because if they don't beat the Packers here, this is the prime spot to do it. This is a prime spot to do it, and nothing about Green Bay is scary.
Yeah.
So I'm just going off of how I have this season going. Go ahead.
I will say this: everybody is on the Packers defense, Dick. I don't understand why. 100%.
Why?
There's a lot of media who thinks this defense is going to be really great. And I don't know why. They lost a lot of people. They lost the Smith brothers. I don't know who else they got there. But the prime thing, these Bears-Packers are going to be a lot closer. And these are two reasons why they're going to be a lot closer.
They lost both the Smith brothers, right?
I know they lost
Za'Darius. Za'Darius, I think, is in Minnesota now.
Za'Darius is in Minnesota.
Where did Preston
go? I heard he was an underground partying last night, though. My cousin told me. But
Preston Smith is still there.
Okay, Preston's still there. But yeah, so this is like some. This is gonna be closer because them games last year was close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Both games last year was close. Even had a double digit lead in the game in Lambeau.
Yeah.
But Mr. Nagy and his archaic offense always left it back, and we always knew it's gonna be close. Devontae's gonna make a big play. Devontae's not there. And the other wide receiver who killed us the last 2 years, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he ain't there either.
So when they are you shaking your boots over Alan Lazard?
I'm definitely not. If they need a big-time play, who's going to make it? Now, this is Aaron Rodgers. He can make a big-time play to a no-name receiver. I'm not saying he can't. But the Bears have an opportunity in both these games to win. Now, as a Bears fan, I understand. I got to wait and see before I pick them in any Packer game. But even what you're saying against the Jets, that's like I said, I'm picking 7 wins. There's a road to 9 wins here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they do it or not is a different conversation. There's a road to 9 wins. There's going to be the Bears going to lose a game or two that they got no business losing, and they're going to win a game or two they ain't got no business winning.
Right.
The number one team for this team is health.
Yeah, they can stay healthy. If
they get one major injury, they are screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Their bye comes in week 14.
That's tough.
That's tough. I think that's great.
Explain why you think it's great.
If Matt Nagy has a goal of making the playoffs, and if you are a head coach, that's your goal.
Yeah, we've been Matt eyes. He called him Matt Nagy.
Right.
It's not gonna be though. It's gonna be. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna do this multiple times.
I'm gonna call Ryan Poles, Ryan Pace.
He replaced Matt and Ryan with Matt and Ryan.
Right. Like what the fuck? I'm very certain if Matt Eberflus wants to make the playoffs, which every head coach wants to win and make the playoffs, of course your final four games are a little bit tougher. But the theory being that you are well rested because you have that late bye once you get to the playoffs. I think that would be very beneficial for the Bears getting to the playoffs. And I don't think that schedule before that bye is daunting. Like,
yeah,
Falcons, Jets.
The schedule in general is not, there's not nothing daunting about it.
Right. Like, the real tough stretch is when you come back week 15 home against the Eagles. Depends on how Jalen Hurts performs. I'm going to say L for now. You're losing on Christmas Eve. That's a certainty.
You getting Bukkake on Christmas. It's gonna be disgusting what happens with Josh when Josh Allen comes to town. Josh Allen Claus comes to town.
And then you come back week 17 in Detroit on New Year's Day. That's a home game for the Bears. And then week 18 at home against the Vikings, knowing good and goddamn well that Kirk Cousins is gonna be giving everything he's got to make the playoffs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Let's go! I think we talked about it a couple months ago, and I'm like, yeah, this team might win 3 games.
11 and 6?
I have them as 11 and 6.
11 and 6.
And of course, like, a couple of them games you could twist. The Packer game, of course. Okay? 10 wins. The Dolphin game is a maybe. 9 wins. If you want to give away the Vikings, we're clearing that 7. And for me, the threshold.
I think Jets is a toss-up, too. That's why I'm saying 6 and 7 is very real. It depends on what type of Jets team you get.
Yeah.
I think the Jets got a lot of talent.
Not fair.
Now, if you're facing Flacco, it's different.
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous about that bone bruise for what's-his-face, Zach Wilson.
Or you're facing Mike White.
Yeah.
Or you're facing Mike White.
Right, exactly. So it's gonna be an interesting season, man. I think the Bears are gonna surprise some people this year. I really do. If they can stay healthy, I think they're gonna surprise some people. This is not a bottom 5 team, man.
All I'm saying is if you win some money on the Bears this year, you owe me. You might owe me. All right, let's talk about. Damn, I fucking did it to myself again.
Hey, man. God damn. That's how you know you got the football Jones right now. I'm sticking in my 7.
Yeah. The Detroit Lions, like I said, plus 1,000 to win the division, make the playoffs, plus 410. Their win total sits at 6.5. A juiced 6.5, but 6.5 nonetheless. Year 2 of, hey, fuck it. Jared Goff is better than whatever else would have been the option for Detroit. And, you know, Dan Campbell's trying. He really is. And I don't dislike Dan Campbell. I like Dan Campbell. I think what you want out of your head coach, at least, like, personality-wise, is a Dan Campbell. Not, like, the shit he be saying in the media, but just how he interacts with the player. I think the one good thing about Hard Knocks, I don't believe in the Lions, But I do believe in him as a head coach and his ability to connect with his players. I think that's, you know, the positive of what we're seeing, you know, and like the younger head coaches that like, yo, we're just a couple years removed of playing. You know, we're not their like, we're obviously we're coaching them, but like we're peers essentially, you know, and he treats them as such. And I think that eventually is going to go a long way for Detroit. Now, probably not. But hey, let's do this. Detroit Lions open up the season at home against the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's a loss.
I agree. Hosting the Washington Commanders week 2.
I'll give them a dub on that one.
I'll give them a win as well. At Minnesota week 3. So,
loss.
Hosting the Seahawks week 4. That's a dub. Did they name a starting quarterback yet?
Yeah, it's Geno Smith. I'm gonna go Lions.
Yeah, definitely. At New England week 5.
Loss.
Agreed. They get a bye week 6, and then they're at Dallas week 7.
Loss.
That's kind of weird. So they play the Cowboys week 7 in Dallas, and then we go to Dallas week 8. They host Miami week 8 before we host Miami. That's just fucking weird to me, but scheduling. Yeah, hosting the Dolphins week 8.
It's a loss.
That's a loss too. Hosting the Packers week 9.
Loss, baby, loss.
We had them as a loss to the Bears. Week 11 in New York against the Giants.
That's a win.
I'm back and forth on it. I'll go win Giants because they'll have Giants the better quarterback. Yeah. I'll go win because I'll have the better quarterback. We'll see on
and
the
not
Giants.
By that much.
Yeah, we'll see on the Giants. Week 2. Loss. Thanksgiving Day against the Bills. Week 13, hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's a loss.
No, loss against the Jags. Okay.
Along with Trevor Lawrence and the Jags.
I got to win just because it's at the crib. Hosting the Vikings week 14.
They'll win that one. They usually split with the Vikings.
Yeah, that's a good point. Week 15 at the Jets. I don't believe they'll have a 3-game win streak, nor do I believe they'll win 4 of 5. So, Christmas Eve in Carolina.
Baker's winning that one.
Week 17, Bears. That was a loss. Week 18 at Green Bay.
Green Bay's gonna be it's not gonna be rest people. They ain't gonna be that damn good. So Green Bay's winning.
I got them at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 That's wins. You got them at 4. So, yeah. Sounds like the Detroit Lions are the same sorry ass Detroit Lions.
Like a Hard Knocks thing.
All right, Minnesota Vikings nearly missed the playoffs. I guess narrowly, right? I had a game or two. Right. It's either they win the division or narrowly miss the playoffs. It's just what the Vikings do.
When the last time they won the division? I feel like the Packers then won like 4 division titles in a row.
Last time they won a division was the miracle. Bears won it 2018, and the Packers have won it 2017, yeah. Okay. They had that little stretch in the early 2010s where it was either Vikings, Packers winning the division.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they'll never do shit with it, so. If you think they will make the playoffs, -110, they're going to be one of the standard. Do you think this team will make the playoffs? Teams, because
yeah.
Their win total is at 9.5 wins for the Minnesota Vikings. They open up this Sunday at home against Green Bay.
That's are they at home?
Yes.
I'm going to say they start off with a dub.
They always get one against the Packers.
Yeah, at the crib.
No, I think last year they beat them in Green Bay. That was the game that – no, I think that was 2020. The game that Dalvin Cook just had that ridiculous, well, he just went off on Green Bay's defense. They'll win this one, I believe. Week two, Monday night in Philly. Fuck, that's gonna be a raucous crowd. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be in the tailgate for that. That's a loss. Week three, hosting Detroit. We think we had that both as wins for the Vikings. Week four, in England, Lions and the Saints.
Oh, they are in New England.
No, the they are in England.
Yeah, that's why I said the Saints. Yeah,
you said, no, you said New England. Oh, they're in New England. Oh, you said the Saints?
Yeah, I'm on the Saints.
Exactly. Bears, I believe we both had that as wins for the Bears, right?
We had that for... Nah, I picked the Vikings.
That's right. That's right. That's a home game. It's a home game for the Vikings. That's right. Week six at Miami.
I got Minnesota winning that.
Okay. I got the Vikings at home. By week seven, week eight, they host the Cardinals.
Loss.
You got loss. I got win. I don't think D-Hop is back yet, so I'll go with the Vikings. Washington Commanders in Washington, week nine.
So win.
At Buffalo, week 10.
Loss.
Hosting the Cowboys, week 11.
I'm gonna get the Vikings win.
Yeah, that sounds like a weird Vikings win. Interesting. I must have forgot they're hosting the Patriots on Thanksgiving night. That's such a weird Vikings Patriots. Really?
I'm gonna go Vikings.
I guess I will. I don't want to.
I think Mac Jones will have a very game manager ass year. And yeah. That's
Bill Belichick doesn't want Mac Jones to embarrass the hoes in primetime television. So,
pretty much.
Vikings hosting the Jets week 13.
I'm going to have Vikings again.
I agree. At Detroit, I had this as a loss.
At Detroit, I got Detroit winning that.
Yeah. Hosting the Colts.
Colts are going to win that.
I agree. Hosting the Giants, week 16.
That's a dub.
In Green Bay, week 17.
Loss.
And then hosting the Chicago, in Chicago, week 18. I got that as an ill. 1, that's 2, a, 3, 4, 5, 6, dubs, 7, yeah. 8. Yeah, I got him a 9-2. So
9-8, a typical Viking season.
Exactly. This is what the Minnesota Vikings are. They are a 9-8 as
what
hell.
What they do. Yeah.
You know, just... let's finish up the North and let's talk about those fuck ass Green Bay Packers. One day they are going to die. Standing outside of Lambeau Field. No. When they die, I will be standing outside of Lambeau Field in a very nice tuxedo with lilies and daisies and whatever fucking shit you bring to your funeral so I can pay my last respects.
I will say this about the Packers. Like we said earlier, these Packers-Bears games are going to be close. I'm going to both. I will be in Green Bay next week. Let's be very clear. If the Bears find a way to beat these niggas on national TV, Sunday Night Football, at Lambeau Field, my first game at Lambeau Field, be very clear. My post-game video on the field is going to be extremely disrespectful. Like to the point my credential might be in jeopardy. It's going to be extremely disrespectful. I'm going to do the Steelmatic pose on the field, amongst other things. So, for your entertainment, you should want the Green Bay Packers to lose that game.
Packers to win the NFC plus 500. I think they got the second best odds to win the NFC.
I don't know why.
Who has the first? I want to say it's Tampa with the first best
odds.
Gotta
be. Tampa's over the Rams?
Yeah, I think the Rams have the third best odds.
I really feel like the Rams are being slept on. Which is crazy.
Well, I mean, Matt Stafford. One Superdome don't change shit. People don't forget.
I mean, he didn't have the best game either, but still.
People don't forget. They have the favorites to win the division. You already know that. If you just think that something happens, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers gets COVID and it's debilitating, and it rips him out for the entire season. And all of a sudden, the Packers have to start Jordan Love to miss the playoffs. To miss the playoffs, Green Bay is plus 370.
So that'd be something.
That would be great. Win total sits at a juiced 10.5 for the Green Bay Packers. They open.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I do think that's very fair.
I think the North's going to be decided like the last week.
Yeah, I think it's fair, and I think saying the Packers win 10 games is, it's, yeah, they're probably going to definitely win 10 games.
They win last year, like 13 or something like that?
Something like that. Week one, they are at Minnesota. We both had that as losses. And then week two in Chicago, we both had, oh, sorry, hosting the Bears, we both had that as wins. So we can just skip past there. Go to week three, which is the real marquee matchup. In Tampa against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Could be the last time we ever see Brady versus Rodgers.
I am
also going with the GOAT. Week four, hosting the Patriots.
That's a dub.
Week five, hosting the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not hosting. That's in London, but who cares? Week six, hosting the Jets.
That's a dub.
Week seven in Washington.
That's a dub.
Week eight, Sunday night in Buffalo.
That's a loss.
It is. It is. Week nine, hosting Detroit. Oh, sorry, in Detroit.
Win.
Week 10, hosting the Cowboys.
That's a win.
It is a win. Week 13, Thursday night, hosting the Titans.
That's a win.
Week 12 in Philly.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. Week 13 in Chicago. I had it as a loss. You got it as a win.
I didn't pick them. I picked them to lose both Green Bay games.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting. Yeah, I'm here. I heard when you said Bears, I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, I know we were thinking about the us. What it means to us,
I know.
Week 14 is their bye, same week as the Bears. Week 15, Monday night, hosting the Rams.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
It is. I think the Packers win that one. December in Green Bay. I know Matthew Stafford's been through it, but.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Hey. Week 16 at Miami.
That's on Christmas, right?
It is.
Well, Miami
and Dallas. Let's go. It's going to be a white Christmas in Miami, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's going to be fun to, like, watch that Miami crowd. I'm glad Miami's getting some bigger games because, you know, I'm actually rooting for the Dolphins to be good. Dolphins one of those teams where I feel like the NFL is better when they're good.
Mm-hmm. Dolphins are a wonderful brand. They have wonderful colors, if you haven't noticed.
I really
want the Dolphins to be good.
That white jersey is top five jersey in sports.
Is my favorite jersey. It's my favorite uniform, I should say. Not necessarily the jersey.
I love all the Dolphins jerseys.
But the white with the pinstriping on the sides is just so fucking clean. The detail on the numbers, it's such a good fucking jersey. And I want the Dolphins to be good again so they can be on a big scale. I think they win on Christmas. Fuck Aaron Rodgers. Week 17, hosting the Vikings.
Yeah, we picked them to win now.
We did. And then week 18, this will be the game Detroit. I think
that'll be the game they clinch their division.
I agree. The Vikings. And they'll play against Detroit because
they'll play against Detroit.
One,
two, I got them at 11 dubs. 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got them at 11 too. So if, wow. Do I have the Bears and the Packers being tied for the division lead?
For the division? Oh.
Wow. Wow. Wow, we're here, you guys. We are fucking here.
Tiebreaker time.
See, this is the thing. Heightening my expectations with knowing for a fact that they're probably not going to meet them, so I don't necessarily have to be disappointed. It's the opposite of what MJ did.
Yeah, it's the way to go.
All right. The North should at least be interesting, at the very least. The North will be a very fun division.
The NFC North is going to be... fun. It'll be way better than AFC North. Like AFC North, it'd be like two teams to be in there. But I'm not really, you know. Let's get into it.
Yeah, there's two teams in the AFC North that truly everyone is looking at as possible favorites. Do you want to guess who has or who's favored?
Joey B. Joey Buffs. Cincinnati Bengals.
Scott, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do you have against black quarterbacks? Why don't you believe that a black quarterback can have the best odds to win a division? Why is that?
Because I watched Joe Burrow go to Super Bowl, and I see Lamar Jackson when he throws a football, and that's easy to see.
Did you see that? That Mark, what's his name? Mark something, the comedian. We doing those fucking videos. He did the video like, this is how folks be running.
Are you talking about, man?
Yeah, he did a video where he was a quarterback. He was like, he was running on every play. It was like, hey, we ain't gonna run the routes because we all know you gonna run. And he started throwing the ball hard as hell. What the fuck you doing? That's Lamar. And that's Lamar's wide receivers.
I get a bad rap when it comes. I don't hate Lamar Jackson. I am a Lamar Jackson fan. I think he's a great football player. I just don't think he's the best at throwing the football.
Yeah. Who do you think is a better quarterback throwing the football, Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick?
Ooh.
I think it's Michael Vick.
I'm going Vick, man. Philly Vick can sling it.
Vick had an arm. Like, you ain't got to limit it to Philly Vick. Like, Vick and Vontae.
I feel like Philly Vick, he was more of a quarterback.
They let him be more of a quarterback. I think the thing about Andy Reid, Andy Reid realized that, hey, this dude can sling a fuck of football as long as, like, you know, we don't put him in terrible positions. Who was it? Dan Reeves? Dan Reeves and Jim Moore Jr. was like, oh, yeah, Peyton Blaisberg, now let's just run the fucking football. No. Like, he's got an arm. He's number one pick for a reason. Yeah. But, yeah, let's start it off. Who was the worst? I think it was the Ravens, right? Yeah, no, it was Browns. It was Browns. Yeah, Browns had the Browns the worst team in the division last year. Awfully certain. The Cleveland Browns is a tumultuous offseason in Cleveland. Baker is out. Sexual assaulter is in. Still don't know how we worked our way to that. Damn, who do you think is the biggest offseason get in the city of Cleveland this year?
It's Donovan Mitchell.
I agree.
Because he doesn't wrongfully touch women.
It's not funny, but the Browns to win. Yeah, the Browns to win the division plus 550. To win the AFC plus 2,500. Good luck with that. If you think they'll make the playoffs, plus 200. Their win total is at 8.5. They begin the season. It's not their own possibility. I think 8.5 for the Browns is fair.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. The Browns open the season in Carolina against Baker.
Man, look,
he's always said he's going to light them up.
Is going to light them up, like he said. Baker is taking it back to Oklahoma, Baker. I've got the Panthers rolling.
This is his Super Bowl. He comes in. He doesn't have the stink of being Baker Mayfield in Carolina yet. The Panthers have been through some shit the last couple years, and there's some scars there. So I'm sure they're just happy to have a stable starting quarterback. They are going to be behind Baker like no other. It is going to be Baker Mayfield versus the world on Sunday in Baker Mayfield's head.
Yeah, that's true. But I also think this is a good clean start for Baker because it's not as much pressure. Like, you know, the Browns are religion in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know that that LeBron came back in 3-1. They care more about the Browns than the city.
Yeah. If the Panthers don't win on Sunday, Carolina's back in a couple months.
Steph Curry was at the games. So I'm pretty sure a couple people y'all going to get pictures with Steph. He's a big Panther guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody be fine.
He's like the only Panther guy. I don't know of any other Panther fans but Steph Curry.
Outside of Puff when he tried to buy the team, they told him to get the fuck out of here.
Week 2, hosting the New York Jets.
Ooh, I'm going Jets, man.
Wow. I'm going to go with the Browns just because I got to believe that Jacoby Brissett.
They're hosting the Jets?
They're hosting the Jets, yes.
Oh, I'll go Browns. I thought it was in New York.
Yeah, I got to believe that Jacoby Brissett is better than Joe Flacco. So,
yeah.
Week 3. Oh, my God. Do you want Jacoby Brissett or do you want the new captain starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mitchell Trubisky? You know, I actually think Mitch can win that game.
Maserati Mitch is going to win. Maserati Mitchell's gonna get this dub.
We'll talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are they in Pittsburgh?
No, they're in Cleveland.
I'm still going Maserati Mitch.
Yeah. Mitch aside, I don't think the Steelers, like roster wise, are that bad. I think the Steelers got a pretty solid roster.
They are coached by my favorite coach in sports.
Right. So they're gonna fight for 8-9-8.
I love Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin could give me the jump off the sit style. Gonna believe you gonna land on that ground without breaking any bones. I'm like, well, Coach Tomlin said I can, though. So I'm gonna do it.
Week 8, Browns are in Atlanta. Jacoby. Okay, this is the one thing. If they're gonna be fucked, the early part of the schedule was a little bit favorable for them to pick up some wins.
Yeah.
For Deshaun on the back half.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the win against the Falcons.
Yeah, that win is Falcons are gonna be a bottom 2 team in it,
though. Yep. Here goes the gauntlet hosting the Chargers.
Lost.
Hosting the Patriots.
Lost.
In Baltimore.
Lost.
Monday night, hosting the cross-state rival Bengals.
Lost.
Week 9, they got a bye at Miami.
Lost.
I'm going to go win.
You got Jacoby Brissett going into MIA, yo, getting the dub.
Just because I gotta feel that they can't, they're not gonna lose 5 in a row or 6 in a row or 7 in a row because week 11 in Buffalo.
Look, man, I just wanna be very clear. I'm wishing all terrible things on the Cleveland Browns and shit. Let's be very clear. Yeah, I'm going lost on both of them, man. I got them at 2 wins right now. I'm keeping it.
Do I need to tell you the second game or?
And the next one is when Deshaun comes back, right?
No, that's after this week. Week 12, they host Tampa.
That's another loss.
Exactly. then Deshaun comes back when they're in Houston. I had that as a loss.
Still got to lose in that one.
Because I got to believe that it's going to take Deshaun a minute to get back up.
Yeah.
Week 14 at Cincinnati.
Woo. I'll go Browns just because I got them on like an 8-game losing streak right now.
Week 15, hosting the Bengals. Sorry, hosting the Ravens. I got it as a win because, yeah. Week 16, hosting the Saints.
I'll give him a win.
Deshaun over Jameis.
Let's go eat a W.
You're going to eat a L in that.
I think by then, Mr. Massage Hands will at least know, you know, he'll be in a little type of rhythm by then.
Please don't ever say massage hands and rhythm when speaking about Deshaun Watson. Week 17 at Washington.
They'll win that one.
Week 18 at Pittsburgh.
They'll win that one.
I think
so. I got them 7 wins.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got them at 7. I got them at 6. So. Either way, Browns are going to be in it this year, and they don't have their first-round pick, which, like, what the fuck? But, hey, enjoy a criminal and Amari Cooper. They at least got a trade for Kareem Hunt.
Hey, man, at least you got Donovan Mitchell.
Exactly. Cleveland, when things go bad this season, just remember that your team's probably at least, at worst, top 6. You're not going to be in the play-in.
At the end of the day, man. You got Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland backcourt. It could be a lot worse.
That is a fire backcourt.
That's a nice backcourt.
A really nice backcourt. And hey, Kevin Love is not old and he's old, but he's not decrepit. He could still play.
And you got Mobley.
Evan Mobley is a young stud. Continue to get better. Jared Allen is still under there. He's gonna grab all the fucking boards. You said who said who? Okoro?
Yeah, didn't they keep him?
That's right. They did keep Okoro. He's probably the 3. You didn't lose Ceddie Osman. Whoa! What are we doing? I don't even know if Ceddie's still a big part of that fucking team. I didn't watch them last year. Who's next? Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens just missed out on the playoffs by losing in Week 18. They had some games where Lamar didn't play. I was
he didn't play a lot towards the end of the season.
I was at one of them. Should have been a win. Really should have been a win. To make the playoffs, minus 156. Their win total is at 10.5. Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens, kiddos. Baltimore Ravens open up the season in New York against the Jets. Feels like a win for me because Joe Flacco is there. Damn, Joe Flacco. Was it the Joe Flacco revenge game? That sounds like a week one storyline, doesn't it?
It do.
Where you're just like, oh, man, I'm so happy that we had football back today. I want to catch up on what I missed. And then you turn on NFL primetime, and they show the highlights. You got Boomer, whoop, Joe Flacco on the move, whoop. Yeah, it sounds like a it's probably a Jets win, but I'm going to go with the Ravens.
I could definitely see that happen.
Week two, hosting the Dolphins.
I'm going to go Ravens.
I will. Week three in New England.
I'm going to have them win that one, too.
Okay. Got them losing.
Nice three and no star here.
Yeah, it's going to end week four at hosting Buffalo. Week four.
Yeah, that's a loss.
Week five, hosting the Bengals. Sunday loss. Night.
Nice little Sunday night game. Loss.
I'm going to go win. I think they beat the Bengals at home. Week six in New York against the Giants.
That's a win.
Week seven, hosting the Browns. It's a dub. Week eight. How about this? Week eight, two former MVPs going at it. Lamar Jackson against Tom Brady.
Where's the game at?
It's in Tampa.
I'm going with a loss for that one.
I wouldn't be shocked if they win, but I will say loss.
I wouldn't be shocked either. Bro. I'm
right. Week nine in the Superdome on Monday night. Lamar Jackson and Jameis Winston, two former Heisman Trophy winners.
It's going to be a real good game. I'm going Ravens.
I am. Week 10's a bye. Week 11, hosting the Carolina Panthers.
Win.
Week 12 in Jacksonville.
Win.
Week 13, former MVP Lamar Jackson. Hosting never got an MVP vote in his entire fucking career, Russell Wilson.
They're hosting him.
Yes, they're hosting the Broncos.
That's a win.
That is a win. Week 14 in Pittsburgh. We're getting two Ravens-Steelers matches within 3 weeks at the end of the year. Oh, God loves me.
I think the Steelers win that one. They always split, man.
That's a fair point. You got me.
That'll be the Kenny Pickett's game.
I was literally just saying that's going to be the Kenny Pickett game. You got me. Week 15 in Cleveland.
We picked Cleveland.
Yes. Week 16, hosting the Falcons. That's a dub.
That's a dub.
Week 17, hosting the Steelers. That's a dub.
That's a dub.
Week 18 in Cincinnati. This could be for the division.
That might be for the division. I'm going with them Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Bengals as well. But again, complete toss-up.
That's 11 that wins. Match.
1, 2, yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Both got about 11 and 6.
Yeah.
For the Baltimore Ravens. Be a nice bounce-back year for John Harbaugh and the crew. I love John Harbaugh. Like I don't think Harbaugh gets talked about enough as like one of our
he really doesn't
like best top coaches. Five, top seven head coaches.
And he has seniority. He's been around.
He's the longest tenured head coach besides Belichick.
Tomlin.
Belichick he's and third, then Tomlin. Dude. Tomlin has him on a year. He has him by a year. So Belichick, Tomlin, and then Harbaugh. Tomlin won a Super Bowl
in year two.
Tomlin won a Super Bowl in Harbaugh's first year. I think he beat Harbaugh to get to that.
He beat him in AFC Championship game.
Right. Yeah. So, crazy how...
That was the game Palomalu was throwing niggas out the club.
Man. Oh, my God. Troy was insane.
That was a generation.
That's one of those games that really makes it hard for me to choose between Troy Palomalu and Ed Reed.
Yeah.
Because I love Ed Reed. I think Ed Reed is fucking phenomenal. But, like, it is, like, neck and neck between those two. It's hard to choose.
Like, Ed is better at turnovers. Palomalu just...
He's instinctual. Like his,
and he can get turnovers too.
Right. And like really both of their instincts were just fucking A1. Yeah. But I think Ed Reed was just more cerebral. Troy Polamalu could play the game in his sleep. Yeah. And it's just like the way that he could jump the line, I've never seen that out of a safety ever. It's truly insane. Both Hall of Famers. Damn. Guess this means we gotta talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, huh? Steelers are plus 5,000 to win the AFC, plus 1,100 to win the North to make the playoffs, plus 350. So not a lot of belief that the Steelers are going to be good. But wouldn't you argue that they're actually better under center? I know it's Mitch. But...
That criminal was on his last legs last year, so I will give Mitch a slight edge. And by the way, I just want to say, I wish Mitch the best. I truly do.
We really do.
I blame Matthew Nagy way more, and Ryan Pace way more than I blame Mitch. Yeah. This doesn't, exclude him from his sins. He was still the dude out there throwing the football.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was them too. If I had to blame the mess of the last 4 years, he comes in third.
The circumstances of him winding up in Chicago are not his fault. Him not being able to grow
by Mike Glennon.
Him not being able to grow in Chicago and become a better quarterback, partly his fault, but not entirely. So like, yo, he's in Pittsburgh now. He's at least an A team removed from Chicago. I wish him the best. You know, ain't no hate, ain't no hard feelings over here. Go out, ball out in Pittsburgh, become a Steeler legend.
We got our quarterback.
We're good. We are good. RIP to Teddy Ray. We are good.
Skylar Fields. We are good.
His middle name's Skylar?
Yeah, Skylar. Very light skin look last night.
It is a very light skin. Both his pants black too. Oh, I saw yesterday during the Guardians and whoever, or a couple games ago, when they were on Fox, Guardians and Mariners. Justin Fields, Xavion Curry, who's a right-handed starter with the Guardians, and then their outfielder, Will Benson. They were all on the same little league team. Oh, that was a pretty cool little neat thing. Got to see Justin Fields as like a baby playing little league baseball. Yeah. The Steelers open the season hosting the Bengals. I think we know where that's going. Boss. And then they come back, and then they host the Patriots week 2.
Yo, who they face week 1?
Bengals.
Oh, yeah, that's a loss. And then the Patriots week 2?
Yeah.
That's a loss, though.
Week 3 in Cleveland on Thursday night. We both have the stubs. Week 4 hosting the Jets. I'm going win, so. What'd you have?
I had a win.
Okay. Week 5 in Buffalo.
Oh, that's a loss.
Week 6 hosting Tampa. Tom Brady, one last time. Take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not in December, though. Like, we know one thing about Tom Brady. He loves going to Pittsburgh in December. Fortunately, it's October, but he'll survive. Week 7 in Miami.
That's a loss.
It's a loss. Week 8 in Philly. That's going to be Mitch Trubisky's last start as the Steelers head quarterback.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I just had a flashback of the last time Mitch was in Miami. And that fucking
My God. No, no, no. No. That is one of the most excruciating fucking losses I have ever had to deal with. There was no goddamn reason for them to lose that game.
If they win that game, they get a first round bye, and we do not play Philadelphia.
Week 9 is a bye. Week 10, the Steelers host the New Orleans Saints.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. Week 10, hosting the Bengals on Sunday night.
That's a loss.
Lord, please flex that. Week 12, Monday night in Indianapolis.
That's a loss.
Week 13 in Atlanta.
That's a dub.
Week 14, hosting the Ravens. We both had that as dubs.
We had that as dubs.
Week 15 in Carolina.
I'm gonna go with the win for them.
They are all, they've only lost games in a row or won games in a row at this point. They are streaky as fuck. Week 16 hosting the Raiders.
David Carr and Devontae show. That's a Raiders dub.
Christmas Eve night. Steelers Raiders. God, that's Rod, that's you nice son of a bitch. Game.
That's a nice little, you know what I'm saying, eggnog and rum type mm-hmm. night.
Open the presents afterwards.
That's definitely a game I'm watch after watching Josh Allen just straight up destroy us on the lakefront.
Week 17 in Baltimore. Then we got those losses. And then week 18 hosting Cleveland. I had it as a dub for the Steelers. You had it as a loss. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow. That'd be Mike Thomas' first losing season. But as Spider-Man says, everybody gets one.
Yep.
Let's finish up here. 31 teams. This is the 32nd. The Cincinnati Bengals. The defending AFC champions. I never thought that I would say that in at least my lifetime. But the Bengals looking to get back, and it's a hard road if you lost the Super Bowl to get back. But I think, at least of recently, the teams not named the Patriots to lose in the Super Bowl, this looks like a team that's primed to get back. I think Ja'Marr Chase could have a nasty fucking season. So, plus 1,200 to win the AFC, plus 175 to win the division, plus 2,200 to win the Super Bowl. If you think they're going to miss the playoffs, it's plus money, plus 123. But just to make the playoffs, minus 130, I think those are good odds to make the playoffs. I can't believe they're so low. I can't believe folks are just like, Bengals might not make it this year. I think they're solid. They're smoking big dope. Like, this team's solid. My real only question mark for them is their safety, Jesse Bates. He's playing on a franchise tag, and you know, I assumed he was going to be the dude that the Eagles traded for until they got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which, by the way, to the Eagles' point on the winning the division.
Nice get, yeah.
That defense is going to be fucking nasty. By the way, your Eagles correspondent for the season right here on the Barber's Chair. I'll tell you why I believe that the Eagles will go as far as Jalen Hurts allows it. You'll be able to read that this week on the BCN net or the BCNet.com. Bengals win totals at 9.5. How the fuck is this at 9.5?
It's disrespectful.
These aren't your daddy's Bengals. I'm sorry.
It's 9 if he gets hurt. If Burrow gets hurt, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's healthy, it's disrespectful.
Joe Mixon is there, and Joe Mixon still quietly is one of the best running backs. Not just year two Ja'Marr, year three T. Higgins. Tyler Boyd is still a boss as a wide receiver. You have one of the best wide receiving cores in the league. You just got to be hopeful that your O-line, which, by the way, now has Lyle Collins on it, is going to be able to hold up. I think they will. Hosting the Steelers week one, dub.
City.
Week 2 in Dallas.
Yeah.
Week 3 in New York against the Jets.
Yeah.
Week 4 Thursday night hosting the Miami Dolphins. Number 1 pick Joe Burrow against number 5 pick Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Get the gat to the third world. Pass it to the third world. Pass it. Get the 4-0. Week 5. Against Baltimore Ravens, you had that as an ill. You had that as a win. I had that as an ill for Cincinnati. Week 6 in New Orleans. Joe Burrow comes home. Ja'Marr Chase comes home. I do not know if there are enough points on the Superdome scoreboard for this game.
Man.
This is going to look like the end of the first half in the first Space Jam movie. It's kind of one-sided, ain't it? Going with the Bengals.
Yeah. I think this will be a close game, but I'm going to pick the Saints in the real close.
Okay.
Because I don't think they'll start off 6-0.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got them on a run here. Well, technically, they would start off 7-0 because they're playing the Atlanta Falcons week 7. Know what happens. Week 8, Monday night in Cleveland. Dubs for the Bengals. Week 9, hosting the Panthers. They get a bye week, week 10, and then they're in Pittsburgh week 11. Week 12 in Tennessee. Week 13. We both got them at one loss at this point. The revenge game for Kansas City in Cincinnati. Bengals beat the Chiefs twice last year.
Yeah, I think Keith Casey get their look
back. I do. They got to.
Yeah.
Week 14, hosting the Browns. Hosting that criminal and the Cleveland Browns. That's a dub. Week 15, I don't know if they've ever played each other. I don't believe so, right? They wouldn't have played his – I don't think they would have played his first year. The Bengals are in Tampa.
No, he is not trying to play Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady.
Okay. Tom Brady. Okay.
And he's going to upset Tom Brady.
I agree. By the way, if you are hearing something rattling in the background, say hi, Evie. I love that bitch. Week 16 in New England.
That's dumb.
Don't get a cat, kids. Week 17, Monday night, Bengals, Buffalo Bills.
Woo! AFC Championship game preview. Where's it at?
In Cincinnati.
Woo. I'm gonna go Bills, man. I really believe in the Bills. It's gonna be a close loss for them, but I'm gonna go Bills.
I'll go Bengals at home. Final Monday night game of the year. And then week 18. Hosting Baltimore. This game really could go either way, but I'll go dub. I got them at 14-3.
I got them, same thing.
So, it's, wow. Cannot believe the Cincinnati Bengals at 14-3. I don't think they get close to 8 wins. Yeah. Like, so it's got to be like a catastrophic failure, which, I mean, hey, Zach Taylor's your head coach. None of the room possibility. But I got to believe that
quarterbacks can overcome great bad coaching.
I got to believe that the talent on this team is going to overcome it. So yeah. That has been it to preview this 2022 season. If you want to go back and, listen to all the previews, check in what you missed. Scott, post the links when you do this one. So not only do you get this,
I will post all of them.
You will be able to go back. Check out the East, West, and South. And then guess what? You guys will be able to check in with us, tune in with us every Friday after the Thursday night game. Sorry, technically every Saturday. We'll record every Friday.
We'll be dropping on Saturday.
We'll be dropping on Saturdays. Perfect timing. It'll be a couple days after the Thursday night game. So it'll be well digested for what's to come on Sunday. It's going to be a good season. It's going to be a fun season, whether you're a Bears fan or whether you just generally love football. We're fully back in the stadiums. All the moves that's happened over the last couple of years, I think, like, truly, we about to see some crazy shit go down in the National Football League this season.
Yeah, the locker rooms are open. Knock on wood, I will be completing my first player interview this week with a Bears player. Look out for that. Don't want to say a player it is yet, but look out for that. I'll follow you. I'll subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon.com/BarbersChatNetwork. $5.79 tier. I'm excited about this season. Just not because football is back. It's my first full year covering the NFL. I'm going to be doing 10 to 11 Bears games this year. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be at home. I'm in Chicago for the rest of September doing this. And also, the flyer will be out by the time this is out. So pull up to Haymarket Pub and Brewery this Sunday. For a Sunday Night Football watch party, I will be hosting the Barber's Chat Network. Sunday Night Football watch party. Pull up. We're going to have a special Barbershed Network IPA that's going to be brewed. Come fuck with your boys, man. I'll be there chilling after the Bears game, so pull up. I'm not going to hold you. Season 3 kicks off this Thursday, man. Like I said, during the football season, we'll be doing Mondays and Thursdays, but since this week the first game is on Thursday, the first episode will be on Thursday. There will be no audio this year. No audio because it is not a podcast. It is a show, so if you missed the live stream, of course, you can catch the video, which will be on the YouTube and on the BCNet.com. 79th and Hallis preview pods will be dropping every Friday on our Patreon. And, of course, our reaction pods will be live streamed from the Soldier Field press box each and every Sunday. Even if it's not at Soldier Field, it will be from the press box of Road Game. So check that out, man. A lot of NFL content coming for y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be on the lookout for that Eagles piece later on this week. I'll be checking in on Philly every week this year. Great season ahead. You can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Santo. Scott's at Barbchair Scott. At Barbershare Net on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/Barbershare Digital. Patreon.com/Barbershare Network. And of course, the BCNet.com. Thank you for being with us and rocking with us. Ready for another year of football right here on the Barbershare. This is 2 Minute Drill for Scott. I am Pierce. We'll see you guys later on this week.